Hello. Well, look at this. It is Monday, and we are here with an encore, and like that, baby. And fuck, it's coming up on Thanksgiving Day. As you guys well know, it will be Fresh or Frozen, the famous Bob Green Thanksgiving show, which has become quite popular. People dig it. Our great friend Bob Green. I may interview Bob preceding that, you know, say, hey, Bob, so, you know.
Yeah, Phil, you know, you've been making a monkey out of me.
No, I haven't, Bob.
Well, you take it and you make it look like I'm some cheap punk, you know. You make it look like I'm trying to get over on people.
No, Bob. I didn't do it. You're the guy that said.
I know I said fresh or frozen, and I believe that once it's thawed out, it's fresh.
Well, it's not. You know that now, don't you?
It's not.
You're making a joke, huh?
Yes, I am.
All right. Bob, you're pitching.
Phil, I heard it. I've heard it all before. You've already laid it on me, Phil. You've already made me feel as guilty as possible. You've already pushed me right to the edge of suicide.
Oh, come on.
No, I'm serious. I got so depressed about the whole thing. I thought,
what's the point? You know.
I thought, what's the point?
So you thought about killing yourself?
Well, you made me feel like I was the biggest piece of you know what. Since God first took a dump. That I was the biggest piece of you-know-what since God took his initial dump.
Oh, my God, that's... No, it's not blasphemous. All right, so today is like any other day. Today's a Monday, and like I said, we got Thanksgiving coming up. Thanksgiving is... here are my favorite holidays. Of all the holidays that we're supposed to observe, 4th of July used to be. Until I realized that a lot of the assholes that are firing off fireworks are just stupid. You know, in other words, they don't really give that much of a fuck about the country. They just want to make a lot of noise. And that, it scares the animals, which I don't like that at all. It's annoying. You know, fun is fun, Jack, but then it's time to put it up, man. You know, it's like 11 o'clock at night. So... I like picnics. I like 4th of July. I like America. You know, I'll always like America. And, you know, I'll always get pissed off when I think America's being fucked with. And I'm sure you're all the same. So, that having been said, but 4th of July is no longer my favorite because of that. Seems to be this stupid strain of people that just want to make noise, you know. One of my favorite holidays was obviously Christmas, but Christmas, I don't know, it's like all the meaning has gotten sucked out of it for me because of the fights over religion, you know. So that leaves Thanksgiving. I love Thanksgiving. Now, I don't like to eat that much. I mean, I don't want to overeat, let me put it that way. But, you know, it's a good day, man. Sit, kick back, have a beer, watch the football games, whatever the fuck, even though I don't really watch football anymore. I just don't. What's today? The 24th? March 25th? I just don't, man. You know, I don't watch that shit no more. But, you know, look at this, man. Last year, Thanksgiving was on the 23rd. How's that possible? Oh, it's the 2nd. Okay. What? Why was Thanksgiving on the 23rd of November? Why? Why? 23rd, 24th, 25th, 23rd, 24th, 25th, 26th. Oh, I see. Because November ended on a... Ted Bell watches a Napoleonic Wars documentary. That's boring. Baby. Welcome to our show here. It's two... Will I make it all night? From a Monday morning to Friday night. Whoa, those lonely weekends. Okay, we are at... DEFCON 1. Phil Henry here. Ted Bell is joining me tonight. We're going to talk about what, Ted?
Well, what are we going to talk about? We're going to talk about the fact that I have enjoyed, in recent days, I've enjoyed looking at the history.
Okay, that sounds good. It was always interesting to know what kind of mood I was in from 1 year to the next. So this is on the 28th of November. The 20th of November, 2023. Ted Bell. Let's do it to it, bro. Say, man. Hey, bro. So what did I? What have I been playing with today? I've got. That sounds sick, doesn't it? What have I been playing with today? Oh fuck, Henry. Wait. I got. What was it, man? There's some gadget upstairs that I got that I wanted to tell you about. No, I forget what it is. Okay, great. Nice one, Phil. You're not. You know, you're not senile. No, no. All right. Let's see. 28th. Did I see? Those lonely weekends. All right, baby. All right, baby. Ted Bell watches the Napoleon. I don't remember doing this, but then I don't remember doing any of them, man. And I mean, I don't remember doing any of them for as long as I can remember doing them. You know, 50 years, however long it's fucking been. Well, I've been doing this show for 34 years. No. Yeah. No. Yeah. Wait, man. I've been doing this motherfucking show for 20... Wait a minute, man. 34 years, yeah. See, I started doing the show in 1990. Why am I spacing on this shit? 1990. 2000, 20, 34 years, yeah. Jesus, Henry, do some math. It just seems, you know, I get screwed up by the turn of the century being 2000. I keep thinking 2020. All right, baby, so that's that. This is this. You are you. I'm me. We're on it, man. I'm going to Florida. I mentioned to you in a couple of weeks. Every time I go to Florida, I've got to put everything like on, you know, the laptop, and everything gets kind of switched around. It's cool. It's fine. It's, you know, at least I get to see Jackie. So, but we're getting close, man, to some decisions. It ought to be interesting. It ought to be interesting. All right, here we go. 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2. Will I make it all right? Will I make it all right? Oh, you know what I got to do? I got to fix the, I got to get the classic jack. And one of these days, Phil, I don't know when it'll be, but one of these days you will remember to bring your glasses downstairs. I don't know. This is just something I space on. All right. So, let's see here. Saturday, November 2000 was the classic, right? So it'd be November 2001. I believe. Date is the 25th. And we have, let me see, man. Oh, this is, we were still in the throes of 9/11. So we had a lot of half shows. Larry Grover's second half. Reruns. Obama at Blockbuster. This is a rerun of RC on the 24th of September. Obama at Blockbuster. Let me see here, man. This is hour three. Let me see. 1-800-449.
Rome burns.
Yeah, okay.
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Kind of what happened is not doing that good of a job. And the thing that I don't understand is how...
I'm having a hard time of you hanging this all off on George Bush with me, okay?
Well, it's...
That I'm hearing.
What, I'm not allowed... Continue
so that's right Jeff. So we got Jeff Dowder and we got RC Collins. That sounds pretty funny. I don't know what Jeff Dowder's talking about, but let's go for it, man. That is from hour three from November the 23rd, 2001. So 2 months after 9/11. You know, I mean, it was a challenge. I'll never forget. I actually thought this. I was so depressed around 9/11 time that I thought, will comedy ever come back? Because I remember Letterman took time off. Leno took time off. Everybody had stopped doing their shows. And I didn't know what to do. So I decided, well, fuck it. I'll just talk how I feel about it. So I started talking politics. I guess it pissed some people off. Some people liked it. I don't know. But that's what I did. And because what was I going to do? Take time off, you know, and not do comedy? I mean, tell David or tell those guys, just put somebody in my place, man. And I couldn't really do comedy either. So by October, things loosened up a little bit, and I was able to do some comedy. By November, things loosened up a little bit. We can do some more comedy, that kind of shit, you know. But there was still heavy shit going on. The whole anthrax thing was happening. It was fucked up. It was fucked up, man. Talk about throwing a fucking monkey wrench into your good time. Oh, well, we got to go to New York. I remember going to New York and doing some pretty funny shows while we were there. You know, we were 6 weeks later, I was doing Pastor Rennick talking about werewolves and shit. I don't know. Fuck it. All right. We ready? Not really? Well, we're going to have to be. Okay? Okay, man. We're just going to have to be. I don't give a shit anymore. Right. All right, man. J. Paul occasionally share a cigarette. Oh, he doesn't smoke, that's right.